Very interesting of the readings again. How beautiful. As we come into the last few days of Lent, into the Triduum, into Easter. First, as I want to welcome you to Trevor Peterson. He's one of our seminarians. He'll be here tonight through, what is it, forever now? He'll be a priest. He'll be a seminarian in the next few years, is that right? And then 2 more years with you up here, and then bishop ordination right here. I hope, that's what I hope. Trevor, it is great to have you. And again, what in your third year?
Second year.
Second year of the major seminary, St. Paul, is that right? Awesome. So we continue to pray. That's why we pray every day for vocations. And again, welcome and thank you for serving, especially during the Triduum and Easter. It helps a young baby priest to be served in that way, as well as our parishioners. So very welcome to you, Trevor. I preached last weekend, as you know, most of you, that about the evil tongue or the good tongue, which is like the, you know, each of us. And what was the first reading? The exact same reading this last Sunday. The Lord God has given me a well-trained tongue. The same reading. We heard also of this passage, which is the third oracle of the servant of the Lord. We heard the first on Monday, the second yesterday, the third one today. If we did have a daily mass tomorrow, it would be the fourth, but we won't be. We'll be having just a Holy Thursday in the evening. So those four passages in Isaiah is about Jesus Christ. And I mean, it's unbelievable to read that. Again, every time that I've said it before you, like 2,500 years before of what they're writing about being beaten, you know, his beard ripped, face not shielded, buffets and spitting on him. I mean, think about, I mean, the cross, carrying the cross. And for us, that's, yeah, 2,500 years ago, 500, 700 years before Jesus Christ himself came to our planet. And then we heard in something that I mentioned in Palm Sunday about how in Palm Sunday, Judas didn't say anything. Remember I said that? That he just left? And here, he actually did say something. So in each gospel, we have different ways we can read it. And each of the readers, the writers, the evangelists have different opaque ways to say what is going on. And their different talents of writing. And so here again he said, then Judas, his betrayer, said in reply, surely it is not I, Rabbi. He answered, you have said so. And what did he do this time? A little different. He actually said something. Not what we listened on Sunday. He called Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, the Son of God, a rabbi, which simply means you're a teacher. Everybody else knew when Peter said that, you're the Son of God. You're the Son. Since that time, Judas did not call him the Son of God. He called him a teacher. That's what many people do today. They just call Jesus a philosopher, a teacher, a guru, a spiritual person, a nice person in the world. Many people today don't think of Jesus as God, but we do. That's why we have Lent. That's why we have the Triduum. That's why we have Easter. And that's why Jesus answered, as he teaches perfectly, with his beautiful tongue, not his evil tongue, like others, like ourselves and our own sins. Jesus answered, you have said so. He corrected him. He just said, yeah, you're right. You said I'm your teacher. I'm not just your teacher, though. I'm going to die for you. That's Jesus.